From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. Apollo Ohno is now the most decorated American in Winter Olympic history. That speed skater earned that title after winning a bronze in the short track 1,000-meter final Saturday night. The finish gives him a total of 7 medals over 3 Olympics. He had been tied with long track speed skater Bonnie Blair, but Ohno says he didn't come into the Games with any plans to break a record.
Our sport is crazy, and to win, I think, one medal is a huge accomplishment for any athlete.
Ohno now has 2 gold, 2 silver, and 3 bronze medals. He still has 2 more events to go in Vancouver, the 500 and 5,000 relay. Ukraine may finally have a new president this week. Viktor Yanukovych is set to be inaugurated Thursday. His opponent in the February 7th presidential election, Yulia Tymoshenko, decided this weekend to end her court battle, challenging the results of the vote. More from NPR's David Green.
Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko maintains 1 million votes may have been tainted on February 7th. She said she's only dropping her court challenge because she doesn't think Ukraine's administrative court was giving her allegations a fair hearing. But international election observers said the election was legitimate and democratic. The prime minister's decision does clear the way for Viktor Yanukovych to be inaugurated this Thursday. The former mechanic from eastern Ukraine has promised better ties with Russia. He got support from Ukrainians who felt the nation's 2004 Orange Revolution didn't improve their lives. One of the revolution's heroes, outgoing President Viktor Yushchenko, became unpopular. The other orange leader, Yulia Tymoshenko, is dropping her appeal of this recent vote, but is expected to try and hang on as prime minister. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
France's largest oil and gas distillery and Europe's third largest energy combine, Total, is facing shutdowns and gas shortages due to a nationwide strike by its workers. Frank Browning reports from Paris.
A strike that began on Tuesday and was only supposed to last 48 hours now has no end in sight, and shutdowns began last night. Total's management insisted until yesterday that refining would not be hindered, but the workers, upset over the closing of a plant in northern France, said supplies would begin to tighten in a few days. Total made a general promise to save jobs, but not to reverse closing its plant near Dunkirk. Workers are also unhappy about Total's strategy of cutting back operations in Europe while expanding in the Middle East. All this comes as France faces a nightmare this weekend on its roads, with the opening of the winter school vacation season and traffic exiting the cities described as code black. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
NASA's hoping the weather cooperates so that Space Shuttle Endeavour can land Sunday evening. Weather's threatening the astronauts' homecoming. This is NPR. States across the U.S. are struggling with gloomy economies, and the worst is yet to come. That's the message from the chairman of the National Governors Association. The group's holding its annual meeting in Washington. Governors say they're dealing with declining tax collections, soaring Medicaid costs, and high unemployment. Scientists in Australia have discovered a promising method of controlling cane toads. The carnivorous toads have become a scourge on Australia's wildlife since being introduced back in the 1930s to try to control insects. From Sydney, Stuart Cohen reports.
Australians have tried poisoning them, freezing them, and even running them over with cars. But scientists have discovered that a little dollop of cat food can be an effective way of controlling the country's cane toads. Rick Shine, a professor from the University of Sydney, says putting the cat food near where baby toads emerge from the water attracts meat-eating ants, which also feed on the toads.
Probably something like 70-80% were killed by the ant. So it's pretty much massacre at the OK Corral stuff down there. So what we want to do is just put up a welcome sign saying, look guys, there's a really nice food source just down here this week. Why don't you come here?
The toads have no natural predators in Australia. They've been slowly spreading across the country and have decimated local flora and fauna. Professor Shine says the ants are a much more ecologically friendly way of controlling the toads than many other methods. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
President Richard Nixon's daughter says Alexander Haig embodied the spirit of duty, honor, country. Haig was a 4-star Army general who served as a top advisor to 3 presidents. He died Saturday morning at the age of 85. President Obama called him a great public servant. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News.